Not over you. That's Gavin DeGraw on Nova 103.5. So Maya Brinkman is just back from Spain. We reported on her in the sports on Monday. She represented Namibia in the junior women's race at the World Triathlon Championships, coming 57th and the second African across the line in what looks like it was a pretty tough race. Good morning, Maya.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm good.
So, first off, you compete on the world stage on Friday, you get home on Sunday, and you have to write IGCSE German on Monday. I mean, did you study on the plane?
No, not really, to be honest with you. I mean, German, it's a language, so languages are quite hard to prepare for and quite hard to study for. So I just relied on the preparation I had done beforehand, really, for German, and hoped for the best, and it went well, so I'm happy.
To know. I mean, in terms of training then, talking about exams and school and everything, do you get any special dispensation for your school, or is it just a case of having to fit the training in wherever you can?
Yeah, it's mostly having to fit the training in wherever I can. I mean, after I'm away for a while, they'll maybe cut me some slack, but normally it's just having to stay on top of the work and training throughout weeks and weeks on end. Yeah.
So what does an average day look like then?
Pretty busy. I like school or training in the morning, then go to school, then come home, go to training, come home, do school work or study for the test I have the next day, dinner, and then try to get to bed as early as possible.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your friends at school, I mean, do they see the honor of you being the first female Namibian to compete at the Junior World Triathlon Championships, or are you still just Maya to them?
I'm still just Maya to them. I think to most people back home here, I'm still just Maya. And it's quite a relieving thing to think about, because if I'm at a race, whether I come first and do super well, or if I don't do well and I'm at the back end, either way, I still come home and I'm just Maya. I still... After a good race or a bad race, you come home and you still feel the same. So it's nice that everyone still sees you the same.
Okay. I mean, it must be pretty special for you, though, to be competing like this.
Yeah, it's really special. I mean, you're up there with all the best in the world and, like, you can't really describe it. I just try to take it all in, and it was really, really cool.
So getting on to the event itself then, talking about all the best in the world, how was competing at this level different to what you've done before?
I mean, it's so much bigger. When we're here in Namibia, we race with like 4 or 5 people, and it's not just girls, it's juniors.
Mm.
And then even in Africa, we've got 4 girls that constantly compete together. So we're always at the front, and it's not that many. But now we had 68 girls on the start line. So that was a lot bigger. And like the whole setup in general, there were TVs everywhere, and everything was so large scale, motorbikes with cameras, and you just try to take it all in. It's really massive.
I saw you say something along the lines of the start of the swim being more violent than water polo.
Yeah, you have no clue. It's really hectic. I mean, you've got 68 girls on the start line. We all run into the water, and there's a boy 300 meters out that we all aim for to be the closest possible to that boy. So it does get really aggressive. I got punched a few times, scratched, pulled, pushed. Like everything, it was really, really aggressive.
So that, I mean, that kind of experience though obviously feeds into the future events, and now you know what to expect. You could better prepare for them, even just mentally knowing that you're going to get punched.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really great to know, like, to be here and see all this and know that I need a race more like this, and I need to compete with these girls to be able to learn and see what it's like more often, because racing against 4 or 5 people isn't going to help me.
What is it that you think you learned the most from this experience?
I think I've learned how high the level of junior triathletes are at the moment. The juniors had the most people on the start line compared to the elites. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really a growing sport, and I need to up my game really to be on the top level. It's just so competitive and such a deep field. Over 3 disciplines, you've really got to be really good at each of them. You can't have a weak point.
So unfortunately, we see the triathlon's been dropped from the Commonwealth Games, but what's next for you?
I mean, Commonwealth Games was in the cards, but now that it's not, I think the main focus is World Champs again, year after year after year. And obviously the ultimate goal is the Olympics.
Mm-hmm, there we go. Well, I'm pretty sure we'll be speaking to you again soon. Looking forward to carrying on watching and seeing what you do for us internationally.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.